Howdy, folks. They say we've now reached the air age. I'll believe it when I see a two-seater hot rod airplane flying by with 15 high school kids in it. I'm Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Friends, if you think you've got troubles, let me tell you about a family in Chicago that's really in a jam. They've got a camel in their basement. Now, this may sound silly, but after all, you didn't tune me in today to hear a pipe organ concert. So, but how it happened was this family came to Chicago from someplace in Asia where lots of people own camels, see, and so when they came to Chicago, they rented an apartment and put the little baby camel in the cellar. Well, the years passed, and the other day they noticed that the camel had grown up. Got so big now they can't get the blame critter out. So if you've been to Chicago, you've probably noticed that when the wind's from the south, it has a certain air about it. Well, they say that's because of the stockyards. But since I heard about the camel, maybe the stockyards have been getting a bum rap. So much for wildlife in the big city. Here's Paula Richards, a domesticated canary from St. Louis, assisted by the Jack Halloran Quartet, singing September in the Rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember in September in the rain. The sun went out just like dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard, you whispered. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September.
You know, maybe it's just my imagination, but seems to me that the most relaxed people I know are the ones that chew double mint gum. Being relaxed, they drive their cars more carefully, and they don't fly off the handle so much, and they're pleasant to talk to. Well, the secret is being relaxed, and chewing double mint really helps you relax, too. You don't plan it that way. You just start chewing double mint because it tastes good. And then you notice that when you chew double mint, you're more comfortable, more relaxed. There sure is nothing like it. Delicious double mint chewing gum. You know, ladies, I've been wondering lately, what happens to secondhand wedding dresses? Now, usually when a girl's getting married, you know, her mother brings out the dress she was married in, and the daughter gets married in it. Now, does a daughter dig it out 20 years later for her daughter's wedding? I mean, How much mileage is there in a wedding dress? And who finally has the heart to toss this sentiment-soaked glad rag in the ash can? I tell you, it's worrying about things like that that's driving me loco. Boys, soothe me with a song, will you?
Oh, man, river, he just keeps rolling along.
Oh, man, river, that old man, river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along.
He just keeps rolling along.
He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
He just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain.
Out that barge,
yes,
and lift that bale,
yes,
you get a little drunk and you land in jail. And sick of trying, I'm tired
of living and feared of dying. But old man river, he just keeps rolling
along.
He just keeps rolling along.
That was the Hollerin' Quartet and Old Man River. It was going so fast for a minute there, I thought it was the Wisconsin Rapids. That was Bob Tebow doing the bass in there. You know, that song reminds me of the old-fashioned minstrel shows. I was young when the last of the minstrel shows was fading from the entertainment picture, but I can remember the thrill that swept the community when the bill posters plastered the barns with posters that told us the minstrels were coming to town. Oh, yeah, I guess a minstrel show was kind of corny according to today's standard, but the finest things in life, I think, are what some folks call corny. You know, going to bed early, getting up early, saying howdy to your neighbor, going to church, doing the ordinary, simple, decent things. I don't know, if that's corn, I'll back the wagon up to the platform and take a load of it anytime. Well, that means it's Buttram bonus time, radio's greatest moment when I scatter pearls of wisdom like a man sprinkling salt on an icy sidewalk. Well, today, my subject for the ladies is how to go walking with your husband. This sounds like nothing, and it usually is, unless you know how to do it. Now, first place, don't grab your husband by the arm. He won't run away. He may want to sometimes, but he won't. He's a coward. And you can look in the store windows at pretty dresses as you go along. He won't mind because before he took you walking, he made sure the stores are all closed. Of course, the way to stick him is when you get to the drugstore, just say, Throckmorton, wouldn't you like an ice cream soda? And he'll say okay because he's already figured on spending 20 or 30 cents. And you sit down at a table and he'll tell the waitress to bring one strawberry soda. And then you say, maybe I'll take a little something, too. Bring me a double banana split with pineapple, nuts, and whipped cream, and a tuna salad sandwich, a chocolate malted, and a 3-pound box of bonbons. Now his whole evening is spoiled. And as you walk back towards home, he won't talk to you. If he did talk, it wouldn't be fit for a lady's ears, so just pretend you don't notice him. Just hum to yourself as you stroll along. Hum something like Mr. Wonderful or St. James Infirmary Blues. And when you get home, Paul's on the front porch holding your $4 box of bonbons and in a soft voice say, "Isn't the moon pretty tonight, Throckmorton?" When you hear the glass break as he slams the front door, you know your little walk is over. And our Buttram bonus for today is over, too. This is a good spot to bring up something that's probably the fathermost thing from your mind right now. How to give your poor, hard-working teeth a bonus. But I'll tell you how. Chew healthful double mint gum after every meal. Then you give your teeth a bonus of healthful chewing that helps keep them clean and looking their best. And it's a swell bonus in tooth care, chewing double mint after every meal. Well, here's Paula Richards in the orchestra with Last Night When We Were Young.
Last night when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so bright, ages ago. Last night, today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seemed so bright ages ago? Last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now, let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young last night.
Oh, mighty pretty, Paula. Well, we'll have to leave you pretty soon, but remember that double mint gum makes a mighty pleasant companion when you're alone. The smooth, steady chewing keeps pace with your thoughts and just goes along swell with your work without interrupting it. Try it, will you? Double mint chewing gum. Well, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that a smart husband is one who isn't so busy bringing home the bacon that he forgets the applesauce. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network. ¶¶